Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So let me see if I got this right. A Durban family got a little bit of a shock when they got their bill and saw that they'd been charged as corkage on a special bottle of champagne, correct?
Absolutely. It was Sue Dele's 60th birthday, and she was celebrating in a party of eight at the Cattle Baron restaurant in the Pearls, Umhlanga. Mm-hmm. As a special treat, her son had bought her a bottle of Mouet and Chandon at 550 Rand.
Oh, thank you for saying Mouet properly.
Yeah, well, my mother put me right. She speaks French, and she says it's not Mouet, it's Mouet.
It's because it's Dutch.
Yes, I don't know if I'm doing the rest of it right, but I know the Mouet is right.
All right, so son had bought her a 550 Rand bottle of Mouet.
Yes, so the manager has informed them that they'd have to pay a corkage fee on it, and they said no problem.
Fair
enough. They popped the cork and all went well. They weren't told what the fee was, and they didn't ask. Yes.
Now, purposely didn't ask, because I always feel that they think, oh, she's watching her pennies, you know. And I didn't want to embarrass anybody else by asking that question. So, I mean, not for one moment did any of us think that it would be that exorbitant.
Okay, so by that exorbitant, she means 300 Rand corkage, which her son...
Hang on, to be clear, so they charge you 300 Rand so that you may open a bottle, a birthday present bottle of wine in their restaurant.
That's right.
300 Rand.
So corkage is not an unusual phenomenon, but as I say, they weren't expecting it to be 300 Rand. Her son, the bill had already been paid, and her son said to the dad who'd paid, you know, what did the bill come to? And he said, oh, it was around 1.7. And he said, that doesn't seem quite right. Let me have a look. And then he saw this 300 Rand corkage fee. So Sue says she was very unhappy about the 300 Rand. She said she rang up the 5-star Beverly Hills Hotel in the same area to find out what they would have charged as corkage on that bottle of Mouet. 150 Rand, they told her, and it would have been the same for a cheap bottle of bubbly as well.
Okay.
So this is the issue. The Consumer Protection Act is very big on disclosure. So clearly that fee should have been disclosed. And the family challenged the manageress and owner of the restaurant on just that. Yes, Sue.
I spoke to them and I said, you've actually put a dampener on what was a good evening. I said, you should have actually disclosed how much the corkage was, because I certainly would not have allowed you to open the bottle at that price. We would have taken it home again. She never answered me. She didn't try and justify her actions or anything like that.
Okay, so I rang up the restaurant. I spoke to Cattle Baron owner Isri Hamilton, and he considered to me that their failure to disclose the fact that that corkage fee was 300 Rand was what he termed an error on our side.
Fair.
So while the restaurant doesn't charge any corkage fee on wine, which is quite unusual, they do that as a draw card. It's a fairly new restaurant. Hmm. They do charge a corkage fee on spirits and sparkling wine. And here's the interesting thing. He said it varied according to the restaurant's price for that particular bottle of booze or shot of Johnny Walker Blue or whatever.
Hmm.
So they mark it up to what it would have been or something closer to what, you know, it depends on the price of the thing, which is unusual. Normally a corkage fee is a standard. Yeah. So Sue has resolved never to be coy about what a corkage fee is again, always to ask. And restaurant owner Hamilton is reconsidering allowing patrons to bring spirits or sparkling wine or champagne to the restaurant to avoid the corkage fee issue altogether while still allowing them to bring wine without a fee. But the issue got me thinking, Darren, can businesses... do they have the legal right to stop paying customers from consuming their own food on the premises? So I went looking for answers.
Oh, nice. And?
Let's talk about that in a bit.
Oh.
Darren, Kerry and Skye. East Coast Breakfast. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Right, we're talking about corkage this morning because, waiters and managers and restaurateurs out there, the deal is a very big difference between, sure, you can open your bottle of champagne, we'll just charge you a little bit of corkage, and yes, we're going to be charging you corkage, but our corkage price is 300 Rand. There's a subtle difference there.
Disclosure is all.
Yes. So, Wendy got a bee in her bonnet and decided to find out, can businesses stop you from taking your eats into their premises?
Interestingly enough, in almost 20 years of consumer journalism, I've never thought to question this before, so I'm a bit ashamed of myself.
Okay.
The thing is, they certainly do it. So movie houses search our handbags to make sure we don't smuggle in our own Cokes and popcorn, as opposed to paying their outrageous prices. And I must admit, I have successfully smuggled in a bag two of popcorn that I made myself for 3.5 cents.
This is a total bugbear for me.
Yeah, we could do a whole show on this, yeah. I know. What about theme parks that you go in and they search your bag to see, even a bottle of water doesn't doesn't make it through because they want you to spend a small fortune buying their water with their huge markup. I flew Mango this week, so you can, they sell their own. It's not free. You buy your food and drink and booze if you want. So you can take your coffee from Woolies and your takeaway burger from Wimpy onto the plane. But there's a line on the menu that says you can only consume alcohol that... you can only buy it from them. You can't consume it. Now, what is the difference?
I flew Mango recently. A guy opened up an entire bucket of KFC right next to me.
I've had that before.
and it's like, it was really, really messy for a tight flight. But it does make you think. It's a bit crazy that you let us bring food.
Yeah, and not booze. I asked Mango. I asked them in good time yesterday morning, and I haven't had a response. But anyway, I then went to Acting Consumer Goods and Services Ombud, Mkhata Mbatlele, and I asked her for her view on whether this practice is in keeping with the CPA or not. Now, the Ombud's office enforces the CPA, so good person to ask. She pointed me to Section 13 of the Act, which deals with what is known as bundling of services. So it's forcing consumers who are paying a company for one service to pay for another, and this... they can only do it unless it can be shown that it's convenient for the customer or of some benefit to them. And she says, in your examples, the consumer's right to choose is indeed limited by the requirement that if they buy, for example, a cinema ticket, then they can only purchase popcorn from the cinema outlet. If the above practices are challenged, then suppliers would have to show that they are not unduly restricting the right of the consumer to choose. The CPA prohibits suppliers from supplying goods or services at an unfair, unjust, or unreasonable price, or on terms that are unfair, unjust, or unreasonable.
When you say challenge them, like challenge them one-on-one, or tell them, must they go pick it with a whole bunch of friends? So what happens if you do challenge them?
Very good question. As I said, I asked Mkhata that, and she said each case should be treated on its merits. Okay. Because practically, we just, apart from the odd person that smuggles the popcorn in, I mean, we just accept it. As for whether charging corkage is a fair and reasonable condition for allowing a consumer to bring their own alcohol onto the premises, and whether 300 rand was also reasonable and just, she said, the restaurant does not suffer any losses if a consumer brings a bottle into the restaurant, as the restaurant's main business is selling food. Now, I think some restaurants would feel differently about that. They'll say we sell food and drink. But anyway, the fee of 300 rand was, as she says, clearly set at a level which, if disclosed up front, would discourage the consumer from bringing their own bottle and instead buy from the restaurant at a marked up price. She says there's a general requirement in the CPA for any terms and conditions, including pricing, to be either displayed or disclosed an agreement. And in this instance, she said there was no compliance if the restaurant did not disclose the corkage fee at the time of agreeing with the consumer that they could bring in their own bottle. So gong there. They weren't entitled to charge that 300 rand.
So businesses can't limit our rights to choose when it comes to extras like popcorn and wine.
Exactly. But here's the thing. There's always that right of admission reserved. So they could say, well, off with you then. We actually don't want to do business with you. So it is a tricky thing. But technically, which is what I discovered, they can't force you. I mean, I'm not suggesting you go and sit yourself down at a restaurant table and open a picnic basket and consume there. Clearly, that's not okay. But you're paying the customer for a primary service, going to a theme park, catching a flight, whatever. They don't actually technically, legally have a right to restrict you from eating, consuming your own food.
All right, so I think what we've taken away from this is ask questions and engage.
Engage, exactly. And if anyone wants to put this to the test, we'd be most interested to hear how you went and your feedback generally.
Do your own research and send us the data.
And never be aggressive is what I must always add.
Always. Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Darren.
Darren, Kerry and Skye, East Coast Breakfast.